On Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach, just last week, we read of the vision of Yecheskel and the Atzamos Hayaveshos, the dried up bones that he gazed upon in the Bicca, in the valley. We discussed how these dry bones eventually took form and thereafter Techias HaMesim miraculously were resurrected, given life, a new lease on life, once again. But whatever became of these individuals who were miraculously resurrected, the Talmud discusses this and provides three possible interpretations. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Sadi Bet, Amud Bet, says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel, the people, the individuals that were resurrected in the days of Ezekiel, Amdu al Raglehem, the Amru Shir of Emesu. They stood up upon their feet, they sang great songs of Shira, praise to God, Vemesu. And then immediately afterwards, they died. Second possible approach is brought down by Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosef Gwili. He says that the Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel Olul Eretz Yisrael V'nosu Noshim V'halidu Bonim Uvanois. Unlike the first opinion, these individuals did not just get up, sing, and die, but rather they went to Eretz Yisrael, and there they repopulated the land, marrying and having many sons and daughters. The third and final interpretation is not just said by Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, but rather Omad al Raglav. He stood on his own feet, as though to testify. The Omer, and he said, Ani mibnei b'nehem, I am the grandchild of one of these people. And to prove this to you, the halolu tefillin shaniachli. Here's a pair of the tefillin that were given to me by them. Now, very often, spending many years in rabbinical school, ask different shilas, different questions, and hopefully I'd be able to, the best of my ability, address those questions. However, when it comes to a historical question, what happened to these individuals? How could we possibly come up with three apparently completely different interpretations? One of them apparently is correct, and the other ones are not. Well, who is right? Which one is the most accurate? Tomorrow is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day, time in which we have the opportunity to do two things. First of all, of course, to remember the 6 million Jews who perished during the Holocaust. But I also believe the Shoah, the commemoration, also serves another purpose. It's a day to acknowledge the survivors, those who were miraculously spared, those similar to those in the valley of the Atzamos Hayaveshos. These individuals too were given a new lease on life. Explains Rabbi J.J. Schachter, this Talmudic piece, this Gemara, could be alluding to those survivors of the Holocaust. And just like in the days of Yecheskel, those individuals could really be subdivided into three distinct and distinguished subgroups. First is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel Omdu al Raglehem V'Amru Shira V'Mesu. These are the individuals who survived. They expressed their gratitude for being spared from the atrocities of the Holocaust. But then, unfortunately, they gave up any vestige of their Jewish heritage. Now, certainly for myself, and many of us in this room, We are in no position to condemn or judge such people. We who did not experience the tremendous nisyonos, the trials and tribulations of the Shoah, can never pass judgment on such people. But the reality stands, many of them fall in this category. They stopped believing. They could not retain their faith. But there is a second group of survivors. The survivors alluded to by Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Yosei Gwili. Meisim shehichi yecheskel olul eretz Yisrael v'nosu noshim v'holidu banim uvanos. These are the survivors who were the pillars of the Zionist movement. Not everyone is aware of this, but on May 14th, 1948, the Jewish People's Council gathered at the Tel Aviv Museum and approved a proclamation declaring the establishment of the State of Israel, similar to in the United States, the Declaration of the Establishment of the State of Israel. And I'd like to share with you two short paragraphs that really show us how connected the Holocaust is and was to the establishment of our country, the State of Israel. It says as follows, quote, "The catastrophe which recently befell the Jewish people, the massacre of millions of Jews in Europe, was another clear demonstration of the urgency of solving the problem of its homelessness by reestablishing in Eretz Yisrael the Jewish state, which would open the gates of the homeland wide to every Jew and confer upon the Jewish people the status of a fully privileged member of the community of nations. Survivors of the Nazi Holocaust in Europe, as well as Jews from other parts of the world, continued to migrate to Eretz Yisrael, undaunted by difficulties, restrictions, and dangers, and never ceased to assert their right to a life of dignity, freedom, and honest toil in their national homeland." I believe that the Gemara is alluding to this second group of survivors. Those survivors that did not just stand up, praise God, and then were lost from the Jewish people. Rather, they traveled to their new homeland, to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, built on the backs of these Holocaust survivors. There's a third and final group, a group which Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra himself testifies, Abni mibnei b'neihem, that I am one of the grandchildren, v'halolu tefillin she'niach li avi abba mehem. These are my grandfather's tefillin. He's saying, as he's holding on to this pair of tefillin, these are not mine. Rather, it was given down through a mesorah. It was passed down to me from my grandfather. These refer to the survivors who retained their faith and passed down the traditions of our people to their children and to their grandchildren. It is this group of individuals who also say, similar to the tefillin, that we must teach our new generation to continue the Mesorah and to let them know of the atrocities that occurred so many years ago. But many of us may be confronted with questions. Questions by our youth, claiming that a Yom HaShoah commemoration isn't necessary anymore, that it just is no longer relevant in this day and age. To them, I would answer with two answers. First, I would tell them the Iranian President Ahmadinejad, who blatantly denies this year that the Holocaust ever happened. And second, I would share with them the words of the Hamas spokesman, Dr. Ismail Radwan, who said, quote, "The hour will not take place until the Muslims find the Jews and the Muslims kill them. And the rock in the tree will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew behind me. Kill him." And then he said, we must remind our Arab and Muslim nation, its leaders and people, its scholars and students, remind them that Palestine will not be liberated through summits nor by international resolutions, but will be liberated through the rifle, since this occupation knows no language but the language of force. And then he concluded with a prayer. Strengthen Islam and Muslims and bring victory to your jihad fighting worshippers in Palestine and everywhere. Take the oppressor Jews and Americans and their supporters. When was this article written? But on March 30th, 2007. Less than 2 weeks ago. For those that say studying and learning about the Holocaust is irrelevant, I point to something which is extremely relevant. When people say that that genocide which happened 60-some-odd years ago will never happen again, I read of the words of anti-Semites from only a week or two ago that wish another genocide. But to combat this level of ignorance, the way that we can defeat these individuals is through educating our youth and each other. United States Representative Caroline Maloney from Manhattan, Queens, recently introduced a bill titled the Simon Wiesenthal Holocaust Education Assistance Act, which will provide funding for Holocaust education in the nation's schools. The bill was coming about in part by the recent conference because of the words of President Ahmadinejad, the platform that he denies that the Holocaust ever took place. Says U.S. Representative Carolyn Maloney, the Iranian president's shameless and sad remarks show that Holocaust education continues to be vitally necessary, both here at home and throughout the world. And then she said, by teaching our young people about the darkest period in world history, we promote tolerance and help ensure that such acts of hatred never happen again. Tomorrow, we will be having our Yom HaShoah commemoration. It's our responsibility as Jews to do whatever we can to attend this ceremony, to show that we will never forget, and also to do as Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, to stand up and to testify, Halolu tefillin shaniach li abi abba mehem, that we will continue to embrace the faith of the Jewish people and continue to be inspired by the great survivors of the Shoah. Our Masorah will continue. We will endure. Good Shabbos.